This is Janice Russell, host of People Power, profiling people and organizations making a positive difference in our community and our world. This is Janice Russell with East County Magazine and People Power. I'm here with Craig McLean and Joe Sigurdsson from Boys to Men Mentoring Network that started in La Mesa and now is spreading all over the world. We're here to talk about their program and their upcoming event, the 100 Wave Challenge, that's taking place this Saturday, September 20th. Who started this program and how effective has it been?
Janice, both of us started it 18 years ago right here in La Mesa.
Yep.
And it's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen with about effective. It changes boys' lives and it helps them become better men, and it's just an amazing program.
Yeah, and we had no idea it was going to go where it's gone. We started it just for some neighborhood kids. My son was 13, and he had a group of his buddies that were always at our house. And, you know, the reason they were there is they didn't have dads at home. So, you know, basically we started, we wanted to give these guys a place to go and a chance to talk about what's going on in their lives. And that's really how it started. I was just the sounding board for these four fatherless teenage boys that were hanging out at my house all the time.
And then, you know, we started it 18 years ago, and we had no idea that 33% of teenage boys are growing up without dads.
Right.
And also how hard it is for them. So once we found that out and saw these boys coming through the program, that's when we decided we were going to really do this for a living, and since that time it's spread to around the world to four or five countries, four continents, and it's just because it is so amazing.
Yeah. Very good. And how do boys hear about this program?
Well, for the most part, they hear about it through counselors, administrators, teachers. They refer them to the program. So we actually do two types of programs. We do in-school programs with boys that are referred to us. And then we generally have an after-school program in that same school. And those are boys that come voluntarily and are looking for some male role models and some support.
So, but let me clarify just a bit. We are an in-school program and, mm-hmm. and a group mentoring program. Right now we go into 14 schools, and we have programs during the school day and after school. So we just go and we sit in a circle with these boys. 75% are fatherless, and we have build community, and we tell the truth, and we talk about issues that are going on in our lives, and let them tell us what's going on in their lives.
How are you different than other mentoring programs?
The most important word is community. We create a community of mentors, so we're not asking the boys and the mentors to go it alone. There's a whole team that supports them, you know, five or six mentors to 20 boys, and so the boys get to see different role models, and they get to see their peers and hear from their peers and talk about maybe the same problems that they have going on, and then they understand that they're not alone in their feelings, and that's huge.
Yeah, and the beauty of having the group mentoring is that you know, you're instead of one perspective, these guys are getting five or six perspectives on the same kinds of issues, you know, because you know everybody handles, you know, divorce, grief, abandonment in different ways. And so when we're being honest about the choices we made as young men and how we handled situations and the consequences we paid and how that panned out over a lifetime, they know that we know what we're talking about. And somebody may react to divorce in a lot of anger and acting out. And somebody may react to divorce wanting to shut down and withdraw and maybe start doing drugs or start writing music. You know, it just depends. And so they're hearing different men's perspective on what we went through as young men, and then they start – that gives them permission to talk about the choices they're making right now, the price they're paying for those choices, and then they get a chance to change the consequences by choosing a new direction, getting support and accountability for their new choices.
Very good. Can you give us a couple success stories?
Oh, yeah.
One, thousands.
Yeah, thousands. But one that comes to mind is Joe Ross. When Joe started our program, he was angry. And the reason he was angry is because, and these are Joe's words, he said, when my dad left when I was two, I'd always thought that he would return. But at 11, I realized he wasn't coming back. And that's when I started getting in trouble. And that's when I stopped caring. And when we got Joe, that was at 12, he never smiled. He was very angry. He hardly ever talked. But he kept coming to the meetings because he knew something was in this. And finally, after a year, he started smiling again. And this was 5 years ago. Now Joe is a senior in high school, and he doesn't stop smiling.
Yeah, and he's playing sports, and he's fully engaged in his community and in his school, and he's just turned out to be this wonderful guy. But seriously, he was so angry and withdrawn that everybody was really afraid of him and afraid for him. Joe was going to be one of those statistics, one of those guys that didn't make it. And after even 6 months, we had teachers stopping us in the hall when we'd show up for school going, "What happened to Joe?" You know, like he's just turned into this, you know, wonderful, charming, expressive kid. And he was just totally shut down.
And then a different story is Jeremiah, who was in Joe's class. And Jeremiah was getting okay grades. He didn't have a dad. His mom was in prison. And he was doing all right. But he wasn't taking responsibility for himself. He was blaming everything on others. So he was getting C's and D's. But he didn't really have any direction, didn't really have a dream. And in the Boys and Men groups, he said his dream was to go to Morehouse College, which is a prestigious black college in Atlanta. Well, 5 years later, Jeremiah is now in Morehouse College. He got a full scholarship.
Academic scholarship.
Yeah, he took responsibility for getting himself there. And now this young man is going to be a success story.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got tons of more. How many stories do you want? Because I could go on and on about this stuff.
That's a good amount, thank you.
Okay.
How can those interested become mentors?
Oh man, we're always looking for good men. If you want to call the Boys to Men Central office,
or go to our website at www.boystomen.org and click on be a mentor, and we got all the information in there.
Right.
But that's even farther on that question is what does it take to be a mentor?
Right.
You know, we're not looking for the perfect guys. We're just looking for guys who are willing to show up at a local school for 1 hour a day, and we also have evening groups, and just join our community. So, you know, the cool thing is we're not asking you to go it alone. And, you know, if that's something that calls you, you know, go to our website and check it out, boystomen.org.
And one source of funding is the annual 100 Wave Challenge coming up this Saturday, September 20th. So what is the goal of this challenge?
Okay, so the 100 Wave Challenge works like a walkathon. We have recruited surfers. What do we got, 230 surfers? 230 surfers have registered for the 100 Wave Challenge. We've built landing pages for each one of those surfers, and they have in the landing page, they get to tell their story as to why they're supporting Boys to Men and why they're doing this challenge. And they send that link out to family and friends, and people click and donate a buck a wave, 25 cents a wave, they make it, or a flat donation. And the funding that we get from this 100 Wave Challenge basically sets our budget for the year. This is our big event, this is our big fundraiser, and this has allowed us to go from one school 5 years ago to 14 schools this year with four or five in development.
Yeah, and the important thing about this is we don't charge the schools because the schools don't have any money. We don't charge the kids because the kids we work with don't have any money. So this is our big fundraiser, and it really works. And we have men and women surfing, and we have boys and girls. We have an 11-year-old girl who's raised $2,000. We have a 12-year-old boy who's raised $3,500.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And those kids have really good dads, you know. So they're doing it out of like a sense of responsibility and gratitude for what has been granted to them. They get it. They've gone to the website. They've looked at the videos. They've got an appreciation of the gifts that are in their lives, and they're giving back by doing this.
And you can actually see this girl, Delaney Cooper, did a video. It's a great 1-minute video. It's on our website, boys2men.org. You can watch it right now.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and she's fantastic. She's just a dynamo. And yeah, so the 100 Wave Challenge is this Saturday, and go to 100wave.org. We've got a team of 20 of our boys are going to be participating in it, and we have a boys team. So if you want to donate, go to 100wave.org, click, and it says find a surfer. Go find the boys team and support our boys that spent all summer learning how to surf so that they can participate in this event.
Yeah, you can actually donate to Joe Ross. He's surfing in the event.
There you go.
Look up Joe Ross. He's already raised $1,000.
Yeah.
And how long does it take to plan this event?
The beauty of this is it all happens during the summer when we're kind of off because the schools are off. So we work on this for 2 months, and then we go back and do our job for the school year, and we don't have any other fundraisers. You know, a lot of nonprofits have to struggle and do a lot of work that's not in their mission. But this, like, fits our mission because,
yeah.
You know, we do it in the summer. We take the kids out. We teach them how to surf. A lot of these kids have never been to the beach before. And at the end of the summer, they're surfers. And they're so proud.
Yeah.
And then they get to come and also surf in the 100 Wave Challenge. So it fits perfectly with their program.
And this is also a way for us to engage our supporters, our surfers who are raising money for these kids. Over the summer, we host these surf nights and barbecue nights, and the participants of the 100 Wave Challenge will come down and join us for a barbecue and a surf, and they'll meet some kids, and they'll get to work with kids, and they'll be part of the teaching process. And then next Saturday, they all get to surf together. So it's just all about building community. So while we're raising money, we're also building community, and we've gotten some fantastic mentors out of the 100 Wave Challenge, guys that see what this is about, and they participate, and then they feel invested in it, and they want to do more, and so they sign up to mentor, and they start supporting our groups, and it's just a fabulous event, and like Craig says, totally fits our mission.
Sounds fun. And is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners?
I think, you know, the most important thing for me is that, you know, we've got 33% of these boys that don't have the support they need. And it only costs us $500 a year to support these kids at this critical moment, which is 7th and 8th grade, mm-hmm. when they're turning into men, when they're making decisions, and one wrong decision or one right decision can change a lifetime.
Right.
And it costs about $2 million to incarcerate a man. We got 5% of U.S. male population in prison or on parole. And this program does something about that, and it works. And these kids deserve this.
Right.
So we've, you know, our mission is to be in every middle school in San Diego and then take it national, and we're headed that way. We just actually got a call from Montgomery Middle School yesterday, and they want us to start there. So we got to raise the money to do that. So it's, you know, these boys deserve it, and it works.
Thank you. This is Janice Russell with East County Magazine and People Power. I just interviewed Craig McLean and Joe Sigurdsson from Boys to Men Mentoring Network. For more information about this program and to sign up for the 100 Wave Challenge, go to www.boystomen.org. That's www.boystomen.org. You can also read the story about this program now on the East County Magazine website. Thank you.